Simen Shin Yud Aleph, Sif Tes. As we finish up the Simen about Tilta Menatzad, the Mechaber says, you have pears, you have fruit, the under Tevin, Akash, stubble, leftover pieces of grain that are there in the field, which are muksa, and he wants to get the pears, the fruit out, he can stick a needle, or something akin to a needle, into the pears, and pull them out from under the Tevin, Akash, and even though the kash, the stubble, the straw is going to get knocked off by itself, that's not a problem, because it's Tilta Menatzad, the Tzarech Dover Mutter. This tilt was being done for the purpose of the peiros. Along the way, the straw, the tevin, the kash is getting knocked off. The Mishnah Berurah points out that sometimes tevin, the kash is not muksa at all. If it was meant to be used for animal food or was meant for somebody to rest on, like a mattress or a pillow. In fact, Mishnah Berurah says in his days, most tevin is used for animal food and therefore would not be muksa at all. Obviously, today's time and place, you have to know what today's circumstances are, what status it would have. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that if this tevin, the kash was set aside before Shabbos, specifically to contain pears and to contain fruit, that itself would take off or remove the Shem Muktzah from it, because now it's not Muktzah, it's something that's meant to hold fruit in it, which there's nothing wrong with that, there's nothing Muktzah about that on Shabbos. The Rama says that the fruit are Tumunim in Chol and sand and Ofer and dirt, look at Simon Shem Ches, and again, it would depend what the status of the Chol, the sand, or the Ofer and dirt is in terms of Muktzah based on the time and place. The Mishnah Berurah says that based on what we learned in the Simon, that Tilta Ma'atzad is only Mutter if it's a Tzarech Dav Mutter, not a Tzarech Dav Aser. You see how wrong it is of people who want to sell an item on Shabbos and get paid for it. They have a problem with muksa on the money, so therefore they catch the money in the kli, like in a vessel, or through a bag of the garment, or they push it with a knife. Besides the terrible avir they're doing a Mecca Chememgar Shabbos, doing business on Shabbos, how much they're blinding themselves from the true halachas of muksa. A tiltum outside is only mutter tzarech darva mutter. But in this case, when they're doing it for the money, it's tzarech darva aser, there's no suffix for sure that they're being over on a real issa of muksa as well. Simon Shinya Bey discussed the lochas of Nitzach and the Kavav. In the old days, no proper bathrooms like we have nowadays. People went to an outhouse. How a person went to Kanech himself, how he could clean himself by even heter. It used to be that they would use rocks to clean themselves in the Beis HaKisei. Rocks are generally muksa. And the Chaber says that because of Kavav Abrius, there are certain coolers they gave over here in Shinya Bey, Sif Aleph. Because of Kavav Abrius, they allowed to be metalto carrying avonim rocks. Kanech went to clean himself, even if it's a big terichok, they carry it all the way up to the roof, which is heavy schlepping. Still there, a matra. How many rocks can one take with him? So, if it's a Mokum Yuchel B'Sekisei, it's a Kavua Dika B'Sekisei that's used often, then you can bring a handful of rocks, even if it's going to be, which the book explains, like 4 or 5 rocks, he carried them, even if he's not going to necessarily need all of them now, but he'll be able to need them next time he goes to the B'Sekisei over here, or somebody else will go to this B'Sekisei and find these rocks there and use them. As opposed to, if he's going to a place that's not a Mokum Kavua, for him to use as B'Sekisei, then he can only take a Shir Buch Nakatana, a certain amount, a certain size rock. More than that, there's no reason that he's going to need more than that in this case, in this place. Mishnah Berurah brings a Shalom Achronim. If the Beis HaKisei is close to this person's house and it's his private Beis HaKisei, some say they're all together and I'm out there for him to bring rocks there. He should have prepared before Shabbos. Other Chayim or Meiko are leaning about this. The person's not expected to think about this, to prepare this before Shabbos. That's a Machlekes in the Achronim. Now, if it's Nigger on the rock that's been used before for somebody to clean themselves in the Beis HaKisei before Shabbos, so that means it was Nisyachid, had Yichud done that before Shabbos, that's not going to be used for Muktzadika purposes, or for no purpose, rather be used for Kinuach Beis HaKisei. So even if it's many rocks, even if it's a big rock, one can metaltal it and them on Shabbos, because it's not Muktzah, because it's Nikra that was set aside before Shabbos to be used for this use. If somebody was Beferish Miyachid them, set them aside to be used for this, the same thing is known as Muktzah Bachlau, because now it's not Muktzah, you're Miyachid before Shabbos, that's going to be used for Kinuach Beis HaKisei, for cleaning oneself with the Beis HaKisei. Similarly, Mishnah Berurah discusses on his paper, blank piece of paper, which used to be more makbedon, and therefore in the old days it was definitely muksa. Now there's a shaila how to treat the blank paper. The old days, niyar cholak, blank paper is treated as muksa from miyachda before Shabbos. That's not considered a muksa. I suppose if you're not miyachda before Shabbos, then it has these rules that biskisa is not kavua, you can only take a certain amount that you're going to need at one time. Biskisa kavua, you can take more. To rip paper for this is also on Shabbos. The Rama says that there's a machlik to shine him. If this heter is only heter in muksa, to metalto avon al muksa, what's needed for the Beis HaKisei? What about taking reshus l'shust? To take from a karmelist to reshus yachid. That's also only issa d'rabbanan. Are we mekel, and that issa here also because of kavav bris. So machlekes, Rashi holds only muksa they're mekelin, but not to take from one reshus to another reshus. However, the Rambam brings others to the Tosis and others to hold, even from a karmelist to reshus yachid, one can make a law since only is a drabon of itself, achnas, one can make a law. So, Kavar Brias, you know, Bialoch points out this two term here, told the Muks and Karmel, Sush Yachid, still because of Kavar Brias, they were a makel. Mishnah Berurah says, Arish Rabbins, Machlekes, if like a Karmelis, or not, what their status is, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein l'halko, not to be makel.